Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. With the latest revelation of the massive FBI incompetence slash corruption, it turns out the G-Men ended up not just screwing up the gymnastics pervert case, but lying about it under oath. You have to wonder about something. We keep getting told that the rank and file are A-OK. And it's just a few bad apples up on the top floor who are framing people and botching investigations and not stopping the mass killers and urging intrafamilial narking and busting Lego insurrectionists. That's fine. Great. Dandy. I'm good with it. So, who are these good apples? Who has quit in protest? Who resigned and went public? Who said no? If I were more technically savvy, while we're listening, I would put I would insert a sound effect here that sounds like a tumbleweed blowing on the prairie. And I talked about this last week, and I'm sure it's the same with the FBI. Your oath or your pension is the choice, and the pension seems to prevail almost every single time. Not always. Like the Space Force light colonel who sacrifices his command to tell the truth. Their teacher gets fired for refusing to indoctrinate his students. But it's an anomaly. Like we're told that bad apples are an anomaly. So, I think the first thing we have to do to be realistic with ourselves is abandon our delusion that the good apples shall soon rise up and put the wrong things right. Have you seen a tsunami of right pudding happening anywhere around you? And it's not just the FBI. An agency so utterly corrupted and broken that President DeSantis should fire the director and order all the agents to the streets to patrol for jaywalkers and demolish their hideous HQ building and so the ground beneath it was salt. No, the good apple shortage is everywhere in government, from the feds down to your local flatfoot, and it's in our other institutions, too. Who was it who busted mommies for felony kids not wearing face thongs while alone and outside? Well, it wasn't that malignant gnome Fauci. It wasn't some MSNBC NN Baghdad Bob. It was the local cops who did the bidding of their masters when the bidding was obviously bullshit. But they did it. They did the bidding. And we don't get to unsee it. How about in colleges? We hear about how bad it is and how scared everybody is, and we learn that a lot of professors really, really don't like the CRT fascism stuff. And with very few exceptions, they do nothing. They censor themselves, they conform, they hope that somehow this is all going to blow over. How about the media? Where are the journalist skirt apples there who stand up for objectivity, truth, and not being the ventriloquist dummies of the DNC? Almost all we see are bad apples or a pomme de terre in the case of Brian Stelter, who is a potato. And the same with the military, fresh off its, you know, their ignominious defeat in Afghanistan. Name me the general or admiral who quit because of this CRT idiocy. Maybe some did it quietly, just running out the clock and bailing. But have they stood up and called for the kindy click, you know, called it out in the Pentagon? A bunch of vets in Congress just punched out a devastating report on how broken the Navy is. And the answer is very. And the question that comes to mind is, where were the leaders? The deadly nonsense that the report highlights did not just happen. It was the result of choices, including the choice not to shout, "What the hell are you people thinking?" And who made the choice to do that? Nobody. No, they made the choice to put their heads down and keep going, pretending to remain calm because all is well. But all is not well, not even remotely. Many serve in silence, grumbling to the few friends that they can trust. They know this is all wrong, but they have a mortgage, and besides, if all the good apples leave, who's going to be left? But then here's a question. Does it matter that the institutions are all bad apples if the good apples never do a damn thing to stop them? No. What they do is buck up the institutions that we should let collapse from the weight of their own mendacity and failure. The good apples become enablers. Bad apples need the good apples. The good apples are the good little apples showing up for work, following orders, mentally excusing themselves from their participation in the abomination that our institutions have become. I guess it's easy for me to tell some FBI guy with a kid in college assigned to bust granny tourist insurrectionists or a two-star who always wanted to be a division commander and will get the gig if he just stays quiet about how the Army is turning into a bitter punchline to do the right thing. I don't have to pay the piper, they get to. But then again, they took an oath. They promised to do the right thing before God. And before the country, before you. No one ever said the right thing is easy. No one ever promised that the right thing won't carry consequences. They signed up for that. And this is why they should do it. Is that easy for me to say? Yeah, it's easy. Does it make it false? No. It doesn't make it false. And everyone who is part of an institution, FBI agents, soldiers, journalists, professors, dog catchers, and whatever the hell they call the people at the Space Force, they should stop enabling the rot. You have to report the corruption and incompetence that you see loudly and publicly. And you have to stand up and say no. And maybe, just maybe, you may even need to quit. But you don't get to be silently complicit and at the same time pretend to be a good apple. That opaqueness is gone. Sometimes you can be bad by omission. That's the difference between any other job and all of these jobs where we have heroes. Because all of the jobs where we have heroes, they're taking an oath. They're taking an oath meant to solidify their mission. They've sworn to do this mission. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Just a few weeks ago, the South African government, led by President Cyril Ramaphosa, unveiled a sweeping new gun control bill that would prevent residents from legally owning guns for the purpose of self-defense. This was immediately criticized by gun owners, but that alone probably wasn't going to be enough to derail the legislation. After a week of riots, looting, and violence that have left more than 100 people dead, well, I'd say that the push to ban guns for self-defense has largely gone up in smoke. The Durban township of Phoenix was bloody, and it was deadly. Elsewhere, everything else has been broken, stolen, or burnt during several days of widespread looting and criminality that erupted in the wake of former President Jacob Zuma's jailing for contempt of court last weekend. Seemed hopeless until communities took it upon themselves to protect their shopping centers, the jobs that go with them, and their homes. They became the human shields guarding businesses. Taxis were parked across a mall entrance in Johannesburg, while manned barricades mushroomed around Durban to manage perimeter access in and out of neighborhoods. In certain shopping malls, they were taking and pouring cooking oil on the floor so that, people running in there to loot would slip and slide and fall. With police stretched to the breaking point and little help from the government, citizens now have no choice. It's not little choice, they have no choice but to protect their communities with everything from baseball bats to rifles. Now, this past Friday, Ramaphosa said that the federal troops will soon restore order, but many parts of the country are still seeing sporadic outbreaks of physical violence and property destruction. More than 2,200 people have been arrested for theft and vandalism, and 117 have died as a result. Kumbudzo Nitsaveni, acting minister in the presidency, said Thursday. I love it when I can't speak the language and I got to try to do that name, and I hope I came close. Many were trampled to death when the shops were looted. The army rollout in KwaZulu-Natal is expected to restore order in the coastal province within a few days. A sort of an uneasy calm has been secured in Gauteng province, which includes Johannesburg, South Africa's largest city and industrial hub. And a slight sign as a return of stability, a strategic highway linking Durban and Johannesburg reopened Friday after being closed for a week. And South Africa's unrest first flared at the Mooi River toll gate for the N3 highway, where more than 20 trucks were burned. The military is going to patrol the highway, but drivers are being warned to use the road with care. It is vitally important to proceed with extreme caution and stay alert at all times. So says the Highway Authority on Twitter. I don't know what happens if you're not on Twitter. It appears we miss a lot of things if we're not on Twitter. The military is also working to keep open the N2 highway, which links Cape Town to Durban. These highways are vital transport routes carrying fuel, food, and other goods. The rail line to the strategic Indian Ocean ports of Durban and Richards Bay were also closed by the unrest, the state-owned transportation company Transnet said earlier this week. The violence, which erupted after former President Zuma, they rioted after he began serving a 15-month prison sentence for refusing to cooperate with a government inquiry into corruption in his administration. And it appears to be abating somewhat, at least in some parts of the country. But with Zuma's supporters demanding his release from custody within the next 2 weeks, it's a little too early to declare that the worst of the unrest is over. And as Ramaphosa desperately tries to restore some semblance of order to the country, South Africans like Tim Hughes, a spokesman for the South African Self-Protection Alliance, are pointing to the absurdity of banning guns for self-defense when the government is failing to protect citizens. the current wave of criminality, looting, and destruction that is sweeping parts of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng has exposed the inadequacy of the police to deal with violent crime and has propelled private citizens to place their own lives at risk to protect property and livelihoods. And if passed into law, the FCA bill would, in effect, remove the final line of defense for law-abiding citizens whose lives are under threat from violent criminals while the country burns. The state has an obligation to protect all of the citizens, but their duty is amplified with respect to the most vulnerable. And in this regard, South Africa's global topping crime stats demonstrates the government is failing in its most fundamental duty. And if passed into law, the FCA bill will compound this failure. They already have very restrictive gun control laws. And as Hughes notes, some of the highest rates of violent crime on the planet. Even before Zuma's supporters began their violent rampage, the idea of banning legal gun ownership in the name of fighting crime was silly. Now it's sort of insane. Right now in South Africa, where they have these shanty towns, they are in effect basically lawless little enclaves. They are not something where they're not civilized areas at all. Think of the inner city times a million, and that's what these shanty towns look like in South Africa. South Africa is a very violent place. And it's a very dangerous place to be for anybody, white or black. And at the moment, while you've got a bunch of civilians out there trying to teach little individual groups of citizens within each area how to be responsive and how to move out, how to move, shoot, and move, and that kind of thing, they're trying to take guns away from everybody. So, there you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge ruled that Indiana University may require its students to submit proof of COVID-19 vaccination before returning to campus this fall, dealing a setback to a legal brewing effort against vaccination requirements in higher education. Wall Street giving Monday a thumbs down, the Dow losing 725 points in a major sell-off as stocks fall sharply amid investor concerns over a surge in COVID-19 cases. Canada plans to start reopening its border to fully vaccinated Americans on August 9th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the United States plans to do the same with Canadians headed south.
We take this incredibly seriously, but we look and are guided by our own medical experts and I wouldn't look at it through a reciprocal intention.
USA Radio News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis holds a press conference about the passage of the state's Wildlife Corridor bill. After signing the bill into law, the Republican governor calls upon the Biden administration to help those who are protesting in Cuba as the country has shut down the internet.
We in the United States have the capability to help provide the connectivity that I think would be essential in exposing the truth and really holding the regime accountable.
President Biden says he supports the Cuban people protesting, saying they deserve universal rights. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the intensity of Europe's deadly flooding has something to do with climate change. The floods that began last Wednesday have killed at least 196 people in Germany, the Netherlands, and Belgium. Many communities are still without power, Merkel saying nations must get faster in the battle against climate change. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. There may be nothing more addictive than the desire to ban stuff. But even as one prohibition winds down, those who would control our actions almost always retarget their efforts towards some newly discovered threat to public safety. In the 1930s, the prohibition agents shifted to chasing drug dealers without breaking stride. More recently, the collapsed anti-marijuana efforts prompted a flurry of new scares, culminating in enforcement efforts against vaping, of all things. And now, Springfield, Massachusetts. They are placing their scandal-ridden narcotics unit with a team to enforce laws against firearms, as if that new mission will magically dispel a history of violence against the public. This is rebranding at its best. Absolute best. There is no better. No better. Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Clapprude, in a continued effort to modernize the department and move the Springfield Police Department forward, announced the creation of a firearms investigation unit to address the uptick in gun violence in the city and the reallocation of narcotics investigation resources to regional and state partnerships. This was announced on July the 9th. The new Springfield Police Department Firearms Investigation Unit will replace the department's narcotics unit, which Commissioner Claprud is with this move decommissioning. Now, what this amounts to is they're going to take and scratch off the etchings on the window where it says that they are, a narcotics bureau, and turn them into a firearms investigation unit. Nobody's going to change desks. Nobody's getting no new chairs. They may have to get new IDs, though, to show what they are, to show which department they're in now. Now, this decommissioning of the Narcotics Bureau, even as the anti-drug efforts by the department continue elsewhere, comes a year after the U.S. Department of Justice report about the unit concluded, there is reasonable cause to believe that Narcotics Bureau officers engage in a pattern or practice of excessive force in violation of the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. Specifically, our investigation identified evidence that Narcotics Bureau officers repeatedly punch individuals in the face unnecessarily, in part because they escalate encounters with civilians too quickly and resort to unreasonable takedown maneuvers that, like head strikes, could reasonably be expected to cause head injuries. As brutal as that is, that's actually par for the course for drug cops. Enforcement efforts against illicit markets, largely made up of willing buyers and sellers, normally invites violent and intrusive policing. Now, Jonathan Blanks cautioned in a 2016 article for Democracy or Journal of Ideas. He said the laws and tactics employed to fight the drug war have transformed police officers from those who protect and serve to a force that too often actively searches the innocent and seizes for profit. Aggressive and antagonistic policing also increases the likelihood of disagreement, thereby increasing the possibility of escalation and the use of force that could lead to the injury or death of an innocent person. In the context of our current civil unrest, the drug war's normalization of aggressive policing within a system already mired in institutional racism has increased the frequency of interactions between citizens and police that have the potential to turn hostile or violent. This coming from Catherine Neal Harris of Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy in June of 2020. Excuse me. Now, if efforts against illicit drugs lead to abusive enforcement effort, I don't understand. It's very difficult to see how similar effort against illegal weapons is going to have a happier outcome, especially if officialdom does little more than redirect the personnel slapped for misconduct in their old roles to another prohibition. Now, the commissioner boosted, I'm going to take the narcotics unit and I'm going to make them the firearms investigation unit and look at seizing a lot of illegal guns. Now, Captain Brian Keenan agreed. He said taking the Narcotics Bureau in a new direction into a new way of doing things focused on firearms will find ways to reduce fear of crime and violence in Springfield. Captain Brian Keenan led the Narcotics Bureau and will continue to lead the repurposed body in their new role against guns. Now, in his willing shift from enforcing laws against drugs to enforcing laws against guns, he resembles Harry Anslinger, the Assistant Commissioner of Prohibition, who became the commissioner of the newly created Federal Bureau of Narcotics in 1930. As the federal war on alcohol sputtered its bloody way to failure and repeal. Anslinger wasn't the only former anti-alcohol crusader to shift his efforts to drugs. Some observers suggest that the Federal Bureau of Narcotics was created to provide job security for soon-to-be unemployed prohibition agents. But Anslinger counted among the ranks of those who were true believers in state intervention into people's lives, especially when they dislike users of whatever is prohibited. Harvard historian Lisa McGurr told Reason in a 2016 interview, "The war on alcohol and the war on drugs were symbiotic campaigns. Those two campaigns together emerged and they had the same shared logic. Many of the same individuals were involved in both campaigns. And while it's doubtless true that a spirit of bureaucratic self-preservation among prohibition and narcotics agents and a spirit of monopolistic protectionism among liquor manufacturers are among the factors which led to the national prohibition of marijuana, it seems clear from the record that the major factor was a widespread racist fear of Spanish-speaking immigrants." So coming from Jeff Riggenbach, he wrote in a 1980 essay for Libertarian Review, they pointed to the overt animus that motivated early marijuana prohibitionists. But they're just going to repurpose these guys. They're just going to repurpose these guys and let them have a new office with a new mission with the same thing going on. We need to pay attention to Springfield, Massachusetts to see how this works out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Anti-gun New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Wednesday at a press event in Brooklyn that more than 4,000 jobs would be available for at-risk youth in emergency gun violence hotspots in New York City, according to a news release from his office. As if to underscore the possible futility of answering a spike in New York homicide with summer jobs for young people, the New York Post reported that a 21-year-old man was fatally shot in broad daylight Wednesday afternoon at a Brooklyn or on a Brooklyn street corner, just over a mile from an event where Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Democratic mayoral candidate Eric Adams decried surging gun violence. In a somewhat related report, Politico ran a story headline, Health Costs of Gun Violence Exceed $1 Billion a Year, GOA says, and that's the governmental accounting office. Is it? I wonder if that, anyway, that would be GAO. I'm just musing out loud. Now, Second Amendment activists frequently wonder where this term gun violence originated and whether it's whether it's not simply a two-word transference of guilt from an evil perpetrator to an inanimate object. I have often wondered this myself. The use of the term implies a bias against firearms. Yes, it does, because what they're doing is they're taking gun and implying that only violence comes with it. So, though gun owners and rights advocates often find themselves ridiculed for making the argument that guns don't kill people, people do. Unfortunately, that assertion is factually correct. Firearms are certainly used to murder people. But they don't do that on their own. They never stand up on their own. They never talk. They never move. Look at any FBI uniform crime report, and under the weapons category, there is a table showing consistently that in any given year, more people are murdered with knives or blunt instruments or even with bare hands and feet than are slain with either rifles of any kind or shotguns. Despite this, there's no headline stories decrying knife violence, baseball bat violence, or even fist violence. But if you make the murder weapon a firearm, the media pounces on the opportunity to bemoan gun violence. Now, the Politico report said that the GAO found gun violence accounts for about 30,000 hospital stays and about 50,000 emergency room visits annually. A few lines later, the same story noted it's expected to fuel Democrats' calls for expanded background checks amid a stalemate on gun control legislation. But there's nothing about criminals routinely avoiding background checks by getting guns from illicit sources, like a residential burglary, a gun shop smash and grab, thefts from police cars, or from the people who actually commit those crimes. They do actually. Criminals rob each other all the time. And background checks have already proven themselves to be less than effective because of crimes committed by people who passed a background check. Like Isla Vista killer Elliot Rodger. He passed three California background checks when he separately bought three handguns in the months leading up to his 2014 rampage, and where he actually killed half of his victims with a knife. He had 41 California legal 10-round magazines. This guy, what he had to do, he had to buy the gun. Then he had to wait for 10 days to get the gun. Prior to this, he had to take a safety course to buy the gun. Then he had to wait for 30 days to buy the next gun. Then he had to do the same process over and over again. He did this three separate times. He was completely legal in every one of his in the total pursuit of his acquiring of guns and magazines. He used only approved magazines, and he used only, you know, he went through the process. Las Vegas rampage killer Stephen Paddock. He passed background checks prior to his 2017 outrage. And we still haven't ever heard of a motive for this one. Fort Hood killer Nidal Hassan legally purchased the handgun he used, so he passed a background check. And he was a field-grade Army officer. And that list goes on and on. It always goes on and on. So, the one thing Cuomo said during his press event that approaches what the gun prohibition lobby calls common sense was, gun violence is a complex issue that needs a different response if we want to end it once and for all. Now, motives for murder are always complex, as underscored by the trails of homicide left by serial killers Ted Bundy and Gary Ridgway, neither of whom used guns to kill dozens that we know of, and maybe scores of victims that we don't know of. Blaming gun violence is sort of a lazy cop-out to the millions of law-abiding gun owners who've been demonized along with their guns by the gun prohibition lobby that, again, with the help of reporters and editors everywhere, disguises themselves as a gun safety or gun reform movement. The anti-gun lobby is neither of those things. So when the talk turns to gun violence, maybe it's time to challenge the media to define what that means, because it seems to encompass murder, suicide, self-defense, and justifiable homicides by law enforcement simply to inflate the numbers. Because if you do those numbers individually and you tell what they are, and then you start breaking down the murders, it becomes much less than what they make it out to be. When they conflate all of this data together, this translates to sensational headlines, which is evidently what reporting about criminal misuse of guns is really all about. Sensationalism. Trying to create that bleeding lead, which is spelled L-E-D-E, by the way. That's what it's all about. That's what it all builds into. Now, as an example, while they're out there calling for these background checks, and Rob Morrison and I talked about this earlier today, background checks are simply a Polaroid snapshot of whoever's looking at the gun, whoever's buying the gun. You're saying that you're going to buy the gun, you're the one buying the gun, and that you're not this, that, or the other. Anybody who has filled out a form 4473 knows exactly what I'm talking about. You have a series of boxes, you have to check. The first one is going to be yes, everything else better be no. And if you check no, and it's really yes, you're in big trouble if you get caught. Now, the one that you say that you check yes is the one main question is, are you buying this gun for your use? So, and most of these guys, you know, the guy from Parkland, he legally bought his gun. Legally bought his gun. Sutherland Springs, he legally bought his gun. Background checks don't solve anything. And in the meantime, summer jobs are not going to solve anything. Getting out here and pointing, because one day, one of these places are actually going to get that utopian gun controller's dream, and it's going to solve nothing. It's going to solve nothing. I only hope that it's not happening around me, because if it does, that means I have to move. I have to move if that happens. So, there you have that. Just a few things to think about as we go through the afternoon. Now, I'm going to be back here tomorrow in about 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.